people for years to come.
Vladimir Putin will also go to the region next week, taking a trip to Iran.
The Russian president also has a separate meeting planned with President Erdogan of Turkey, who helped mediate talks between Russia and Ukraine representatives in Istanbul back in March. Putin's trip announcement comes a day after the U.S. warned that Iran could provide Russia with drones for its actions in Ukraine.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, following the Supreme Court's ruling allowing states to regulate abortions, the Biden administration is telling doctors federal law requires them to provide abortions in emergency cases.
It says to the effect of, if state law prohibits abortion and does not include an exception for the life of the pregnant person, the state law is preempted.
Fox's Jill Nato, a judge in Utah, has temporarily held up that state's ban on most abortions, while another judge has blocked Arizona's law giving unborn babies the same rights as citizens. The Democrat-led House Committee is readying another hearing in its investigation into the Capitol riots.
The hearing today will look at groups such as the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and their access to former President Trump as the riot ensued.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the former president, critical again of this probe, posting online this morning that it's relying on fake and made-up stories. America's listening to Fox News.
MVP's bonus days are here for pros. For 12 days, pros save big and MVPs get even more. Because MVP's Pro Rewards members can earn bonus points to redeem for rewards. Earn points on every dollar spent up to $1,000 and get up to three times more points when you shop select brands and products. Find MVP's Bonus Day savings from July 11th to the 22nd in-store and online. Exclusively at Lowe's. Exclusively for pros. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to program terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change.
Dell's Black Friday and July sale is here. Power productivity with a tech refresh. Now with up to 45% off top-rated laptops like the XPS, along with our special deals on business desktops with Intel Core processors. Get big savings on the latest servers, storage, monitors, and more with free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Police in California are searching for everyone on a robbery spree targeting 7-Eleven stores. Two people were killed, three injured on the day the convenience store chain celebrated its 95th birthday, giving out free Slurpees. Police have released an image of a suspect on surveillance video from three of the attacks.
But he's wearing a mask and a hoodie. Brea Police Captain Phil Rodriguez said they were called to their scene early Monday morning.
Brea Fire arrived on scene and pronounced the male deceased. This does appear to be a robbery. That turned into a homicide.
He spoke next to a sergeant with the La Habra Police Department who said they responded to a robbery at 7-Eleven where there were two gunshot victims who were taken to hospitals. There was a similar robbery and shooting at a store in Santa Ana in which a man was killed, and a customer was shot at a store in Riverside as well. The police were still working to link that crime to the other three. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Firefighters have gained some ground battling a wildfire in Yosemite National Park in California.
The slow-moving Washburn Fire now stands at 2,300 acres. Firefighters are working to protect the iconic sequoias by removing dead leaves and brush. They've also deployed a sprinkler system to increase humidity levels in the area. In Utah, fire crews are still trying to contain the Jacob City Fire, now more than 4,000 acres. Firefighters are not getting much relief as a heat wave impacts much of the western and central U.S. Temperatures reaching triple digits in parts of California and Arizona on Monday. In Texas, the heat is straining the state's power grid, prompting officials there to urge residents to conserve power. Kevin Cork, Fox News.
On Wall Street, more selling is looming. Dow futures down about 200 points. Oil is down $4, back under $100 a barrel, and gas is down two more pennies. It has fallen daily for 4 weeks since the record high, now 36 cents less. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Governor Pritzker is in Washington joining the president and other legislators at the White House celebrating the Safer Communities Act. The law strengthens background checks for people trying to buy a gun under the age of 21 and funds mental health and community violence intervention programs. Illinois awarding more than $30 million in grants for 87 local park projects across the state. Grants help communities acquire open space and develop and improve recreational facilities. The governor said park projects don't just create jobs. jobs and boost local economic development. They open the gateway for a healthier, happier Illinois. More than 24 counties in Illinois now rated as high community level for COVID. Those 28 counties include DuPage and Lake counties in Northeast Illinois, as well as Peoria, Champaign, and Quincy. An additional 43 counties rated as medium community level. That's a look at what's happening this Tuesday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good morning, ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J, Diane Ducey. We have a truck that did what on I-74 eastbound toward Danville?
Right, it's on fire and mile marker 202, which we think is probably Ogden area.
I think it's passes. It looks like between St. Joe's, trying to find exit numbers, and 200 lands somewhere, I'd guess, Ogden-ish.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, if you have any info on that, you can share it with us.
Eastbound lanes.
217-359-2255, but as you're headed toward Danville today, just FYI, it might be a bit of a jam up there. Okay, let's check your weather, brought to you this morning by Urbana Park District.
They remind you on Wednesdays, that's tomorrow, you can get the teenagers involved. Age 13 through 18 can join the Fresh Crew Volunteer Stewardship Days that happen 9 to 10:30 on Wednesdays. Take note of that. You can find out details at urbanaparks.org.
All right, meteorologist Greg Solier. I take great solace into hearing the best radio meteorologist in America.
Well, thank you.
No, there's no question. Mm-hmm. He knows. He's a scientist guy, and he's got.
We kind of do okay on TV as well, so you know. But I got the face for radio, so.
No, I haven't seen a lot of the TV. I know you tape it, but it's on too early. I got a DVR. It's what I got to do.
There you go, and you know you can go online. Farm Progress America. The show is there as well.
Okay, there you go. Farm Progress America. You can see Solier, what he looks like. He kind of like The Rock, I would say. Similar.
I wish. Too many decades, sir.
I got it. All right, it's a beautiful morning in downtown Philo, the center of the universe. What you seeing out there, partner?
Well, my friend, more of the same. Very easygoing temperature and humidity combinations around here. Not much rain, unfortunately, showing up on the maps and charts with a hit-miss chance around here come Sunday. Tropics getting a little bit more active, watching some disturbed weather down towards Brother Johnny's place, a little south of New Orleans into the northern Gulf here in the next couple of days. We'll keep an eye on that. Sometimes when those begin to form up, that strengthens this whole stable and upper atmospheric high pressure area, which is a torrid in temperatures back west of us. No sign of it bodily coming east, but there may be a little uptick in readings here next week, and not much in the way of rainfall either next week. And so enjoy it and help along the best you can. Out the door this morning, 69 over at Willard and Savoy, now 71 at the water survey, 68 at Rantoula. And speaking of Danville, they're in at 71 degrees. We check out at 83 this afternoon, normal high this time of the year on 86, so right there at the ballpark. Sunshine is out, bright and beautiful, clear tonight, comfortable, 58 to 62. Rubber stamp it tomorrow and in through Thursday with low to mid 80s, nights in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still no rain Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the upper 80s. Our next chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms, iffy at best. Sunday with a high at near 86, and we're well into the 80s, close to 90 for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. I call him my Jersey boy. Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. Donald P. Metzella, are you there?
I'm here, ready and willing.
Gotta play a little Bruce when you're on, because he's a Jersey guy.
I love the boss.
Yeah. I'm not watching January 6th, Donald, when I don't see both sides represented, and the only response is, well, this isn't a trial. Doesn't mean it has to
what
be.
What is it then?
Well, it's supposed to be make sure Donald Trump never runs again, is what it is. And listen, you lost me, among other things, at Secret Service refutes what the woman said a week ago, and then it's crickets, man. They don't want to hear from the Secret Service about what they said. Oh, he grabbed the wheel, and he said, we're going to... Okay. Anyway, Donald, how are you?
Great. And yourself? Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. We're trying to sort things out here, and our president's overseas, and if I'm on his communications team, I'm walking on absolute pins and needles thinking something he's going to say or something he's going to do. He's shuffling. I hope he doesn't trip. I mean, you just got to, historically, never happened before where we had a guy we're really seriously worried about with his health.
Well, they worried about Ronald Reagan until he said he wouldn't take his opponent's age.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
If you remember that.
Yeah, he won't use Walter Mondale's youth and inexperience against him. He won't do that. Got, even Walter Mondale laughed at that in 1984. Mm. But, Donald, we've got this January 6th thing. It's another primetime thing, I guess, coming up. I'm not watching. It's unfair, patently unfair to me. So you have to have both sides represented, and they just don't.
Well, you're not alone. You know, if the numbers are right, Fox is still out calling all three networks that are covering it. People are simply saying, gee, there's a lot out there, but then you're only hearing one side of it. And if the Attorney General does decide to investigate, he's a little afraid that the lawyers will come in and start cross-examining all of these people.
Yeah, right.
And maybe other things will come out.
Well, you know what? If the Republicans gain control, I truly would like to know why Nancy Pelosi turned down the extra National Guard help. And I would like to know some of those answers that just aren't getting asked.
That's correct. You know, the main thing is, I think... the people in Washington, according to somebody that I talked to, just underestimated. They thought it would be an ordinary crowd coming. They didn't expect the numbers they did. They didn't expect the strength of the numbers and how strongly they felt about it. Don't forget, you know, people will look at it and say, well, an insurrection. I called some people finally saying, you know, enough is enough. You know, we have these people coming out there in Washington giving us all these rules. Well, we wanted to take it back. But it got out of hand, as many things happen when you have a lot of people getting together.
Yep, that's right. That's right. No question about it. Nobody likes January 6th, but what they've done here to, you know, prosecute it when it's not a trial, when you only have one side represented, and they start pointing at Liz Cheney like she's a Republican, and whatever Kinzinger, the other guy. Oh my gosh! Anyway, it's interesting, Donald. What do you think happens November? What are you thinking in the midterms?
Well, you know, everybody says the Roe decision is going to affect the election. I think it will somewhat. But I, you know, it's the economy, stupid. It's the issue that people are most concerned about. Anytime you go and fill up your car, $55 to $70 worth of gas versus what it was when President Trump was in office. You know, the Ukrainian war, people are concerned. I just saw a poll that said 13% of the American people think the nation is going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, well, who are you going to take it out on? The people that are in power.
Yeah.
For the first time in 35 years, or more than that, the Democrats had all three branches of government in their control, and they couldn't do anything,
nope.
And they couldn't even stamp out COVID. States that fought it, primarily in the red states, did better than the ones in the blue states by simply carrying on rather than closing down. In New Jersey here, I think it's 30% of all small businesses closed in one way or another over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have things like that, and people are going to be angry. And the Democrats themselves are divided because they don't have a clear message. Their only hope is, the Wall Street Journal has a headline, they're hoping that President Trump will make himself the issue. That's their only hope.
Yep. That's right. Donald, it's great always talking to you. And if we ever do get to the bottom of January 6th with a more balanced presentation, there are a lot of questions I do have on that whole thing. But in any event, not going to happen with the current makeup. We'll see. Historically, it's been a bloodbath for whatever party's in charge. So, you know, Barack Obama in 2010 lost 63 House seats. So it's definitely... Yeah. Definitely a thing. Donald, always a pleasure, my friend. Great to hear your voice.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Donald P. Mazzilla is out in New Jersey, ESPN 93.5. Check your sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win over the Phillies. The final was 4-3, and now we've got a 6-15 contest. You know what? The final was 6-1 yesterday. Now we've got the LA Dodgers at 6:45.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Okay. But here's your Redbird Albert Pujols history.
Last night at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals fell behind 1-0 on a one-out home run by Rhys Hoskins. But that's all Miles Michaelis and the Cardinals bullpen gave up the rest of the way. The Cardinals tied the game and took the lead with 3 in the fifth inning. Dylan Carlson had a big hit in that frame. Corey Dickerson drove in a run. And then Dickerson applied a big knockout punch in the seventh.
Next pitch is hit high in the air to right field. Backing up is Castellanos. He is at the wall. He looks up and he can't get it. It's a big fly for Corey Dickerson. A two-run homer. And the Cardinals now lead 5-1. A Pujols double. A Dickerson homer. And that's his third of the season, and the crowd loves it.
Lars Nootbaar hit a home run leading off the eighth inning, and the Cardinals beat the Phillies 6-1 to earn a split in the series, setting up a three-game series now with the Dodgers beginning tonight. It'll be Matthew Liberatore against Mitch White, and we're on the air at 5:50. I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs had the day off yesterday. They've got Baltimore at Wrigley with a 7:05 start over on US 105.9. Cleveland over the White Sox 8-4. They've got a day game at 12:10 today.
Albert Pujols is now number 3 all-time extra base hits in Major League Baseball history. 1,388 past Stan the Man.
That's right.
Weather now, ESPN 93.5, brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, it's time to get your kids at the top of their game and the top of their class. Schedule your school and sports physicals now at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday, a very quiet weather picture anticipated here over the next week to 10 days. Not much in the way of any organized rainfall, unfortunately, across the area. Temperatures will stay relatively close to seasonal norms for the rest of this week, and maybe some hotter days maybe ahead into next week. Meanwhile, tropics beginning to get a little more active into the eastern Pacific. No bearing on us, but a little disturbance down across areas of the northern Gulf here in the coming days. Sometimes those disturbances can influence wet weather around here. Other times it curtails it. We'll keep you posted. Sunshine at 83 for your Tuesday with a northwest breeze. Humidity in check. Clear, comfortable tonight, 58 to 62. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and up to 84. Heading towards the lower 80s again with sunshine and a northeast wind for the day on Thursday. Friday, 85 into the upper 80s for the weekend. Could be a stray shower thunderstorm in spots here for Sunday. Back into dry weather with highs in the upper 80s Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
At Busey Bank, we understand you have a vision for your future, and we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. Since 1868, we've invested in recruiting and retaining the best and brightest associates. Busey's unique culture is one that values and supports you, provides opportunities for growth, and it's much more than a job. It's a career. Build relationships, build community, and build your career at Busey Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Employer.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
PepsiCo shares are higher after reporting upbeat earnings. Shoppers are dealing with inflation and higher prices, but people are still buying its Pepsi sodas and Frito-Lay and Quaker Oats products. CEO Ramon LaGuarta says he's pleased with the recent quarter. Its business momentum continued across its markets. It did cost more for PepsiCo to do business. Wall Street has been slumping. Concerns about inflation, higher interest rates, and a possible recession are weighing on investors. But the Wall Street Journal says many shareholders are seeing fatter dividend checks. The companies in the S&P 500 paid out record dividends in the most recent quarter. Walmart just signed a deal to buy electric delivery vans from Canoo. The trucks are expected to hit the road next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Well, Rhonda had built her dream home, but she needed to sell her home in Champaign. She listed with a real estate agent. It sat for over 114 days, didn't sell, no feedback. All they asked her to do was to lower the price. Well, Rhonda called Nate Evans. What a difference. Nate got it sold very quickly for the top dollar price of $652,000, and Rhonda was really relieved.
It's my microphone that needs to be on live radio at its best. Don't let bad advice from an inexperienced agent cost you thousands of dollars. That could have been the case for Rhonda. Thank goodness she discovered Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. Get you that immediate cash offer on your home. Offers those flexible fees, helping sell your home for the most money possible. That's the goal. I mean, the market is just too fast-paced and aggressive to work with someone who has little to no experience. And Nate has this partnership with Zillow to bring this demand for your home, selling it faster and for more money. He just knows how it works. Talk about your timeline. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, a friend you can trust in the business. 217-239-7113 or simply Google Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Pia's opens every morning daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce slugger burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
All right, thank you, Chris. Chris, good guy there.
Uh-huh.
Chris is really good. It's Kramer Siding and Window.
Well, and you can save on some windows and things like that right now. I got a home improvement project. Kramer's the place to call.
All right. If you would like our Stever offer, it is, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps a life-changing offer. And you know what? When we started this, I said, you know, new bed, that's cool. This is a Tempur-Pedic. I don't know if I should even call it a bed. Kelsey Furniture, my good friend Chad down in Tuscola, has some Tempur-Pedic beds, and so he wanted me to try and sell you one. And so they started at $3,000, and that's a lot of money, and they can go up from there. And then we started getting response back from people who actually were in the Stever program, took advantage of my $1,000 on this thing. They went down to see Chad or Brian. Brian does a great presentation. And here's some of the reaction that we've gotten from the Stever population.
Our Tempur-Pedic bed is amazing. We love it. We're sleeping great. It's helping Greg's shoulder. It's helping my back. Yes, it just feels wonderful. I'm sleeping through the night. Greg's sleeping through the night. As soon as you get into it, It is, like, so comfortable. Mm. It was definitely worth it.
These are not paid actors, my friends.
This bed, no, to me personally, it just puts me to sleep. I wake up, I'm not tired, I am rested up. It just wraps around you like a nice, tight rubber band at times. I mean, it is just an amazing bed. This bed is just fantastic. I had a bed for about 10 years, and with that bed, I would wake up tired. My back would hurt. But with this bed, I am rested. My back feels good. It is just an amazing bed.
I mean, I'm excited for them, but I got to be very honest, because I'm always honest. I'm surprised. I really am. That a bed can be. I don't have one.
And both of those testimonials are right out of the gate. As soon as we walk, or, you know, get in the bed.
No, it's stunning.
It just wraps around you and makes you want to sleep and cozy and little cocoon.
This is like the fifth person I've interviewed for this.
Our Tempur-Pedic bed is...
I can listen to these all day. I mean, I can listen all day long to hearing people happy they're sleeping well.
Yeah.
I mean, because how great is that?
It could really
turn your life around.
Listen to this one.
We had a king-size bed, and we wanted to downsize to a queen. And we wanted something good and firm and comfortable. And you made the offer for Tempur-Pedic, so we took it and went down there. And I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he was very knowledgeable.
Probably
and right. just mm-hmm. told us everything we could possibly even want to know about the mattress.
That's Brian.
And we ordered a lower adjustable frame. And when it came time to deliver, our frame didn't come in, but a much better frame that they had in stock was there, so they gave it to us at no additional cost.
That's Chad. That's the owner. Nice. He would do that.
Wow.
And so how are you sleeping, Susan?
Wonderful.
Okay. So these are all Stever people. These are not people I lifted off some national advertising campaign.
That's
These are our people. I know where they live. That's kind of scary. I just know who they are.
Exactly.
So if you want a chance at the $1,000 toward a Tempur-Pedic bed, all you have to do is text in bed, and we'll pick one person today. And all you're doing is saying, okay, I'll go lie on it and let Brian give me the encyclopedia version of this bed.
The thoughts going through my mind are, how long have I had this bed that I'm on.
We've all had our beds a while,
when
right?
When should you switch it out?
I don't know.
We should ask Brian and Tesco.
If you're talking to a guy selling beds, it's going to be every, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, sure.
But if I don't know when...
it's an investment into
if you think about all
so much time of your life.
If you think about all the bed places, you think that people are getting them every year. But when you buy a bed, you're usually in it for a decade or two, aren't you? Yeah. Okay, so if you're interested, text me bed 217-359-2255 by texting me. All you're doing is saying, I'd be interested to go take a look. I'm not promising you that. You're not committing to anything. It's an expensive bed, but apparently it's pretty life-changing when you feel like you can rest. So there it is, 217-359-2255, Tempur-Pedic from Kelsey in Tuscola. Fun road trip down to Tuscola, not a very long drive. And we'll see if we can get you a bed. $1,000 off. You're never going to find this. They had to call the parent company to get clearance to do this to this deal.
217-359-2255, the word bed.
Yep. All right, stand by. State Senator Chapin Rose. I'll see if I can get him to come out of his shell today and talk.
Such a bashful guy.
I got to say, come on, give me your
Senator
words.
Senator Chapin Rose.
Use your words. See, it's okay. Tell me what you think. Stand by for radio that you'll want to hear next.
Did you hear? Merle Norman has an open house coming up at their new location.
Oh, really? Where is it?
It's at 706 West Market View Drive, right near North Prospect, over by that subway in Champaign. Friday from 10 to 5 and Saturday from 10 to 4, Maryland's having an open house.
That sounds awesome.
Especially when it comes to the door prizes. You'll have to register for that $500 gift basket from Merle Norman. Plus, there'll be food, and you'll love their new boutique.
boutique.
Yes, I love seeing new, unique fashion items.
And if it's buy one, get one for half off during the open house, this is in your zone. Plus, you can get the best makeup and skincare products made in America.
Okay, I'm putting that in my planner to stop by and say hi to Marilyn.
Okay, it's Merle Norman for the open house, and it's going on Friday and Saturday at their new location, 706 West Market View Drive, over by that subway in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden meets with Mexico's President Lopez Obrador this morning.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. and Mexican governments are working on migration and protection.
We expect the two leaders to discuss their common vision for North America and common efforts to address global challenges.
Lopez Obrador was last at the White House in November.
Fox's Jared Halpern. With more state abortion bans in effect, the Democratic National Committee is pushing abortion rights as a national campaign issue.
Ads are hitting the websites of more than 20 lifestyle publications, warning that Republicans' ultimate goal is to outlaw abortion nationwide. The campaign is also promoting what the DNC calls a week of action devoted to defending abortion rights.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Heathrow Airport in London is telling airlines to stop selling tickets this summer and capping daily departures at 100,000 passengers because of overcrowding and staff shortages. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Crews responded to a barn fire on Monticello Road Monday. The call came at about 1:30 in the morning. 8 departments battled heavy flames and smoke for hours. A neighbor said they woke up, saw flames coming from the barn. Officials said nobody hurt. The barn full of hay and equipment. There's no word yet on what caused that fire. Illinois Department of Agriculture looking for seasonal employees to work the Illinois State Fair. Temporary employees needed for maintenance, customer service, cashier, ticket sales, grandstand, and security. Workers will be paid $14 an hour. Applications must be filled out at the State Fair website. Illinois State Fair runs August 11th through the 21st. The Visit Champaign County Foundation celebrating the hospitality industry alongside stakeholders and partners at the 9th Annual Toast to Tourism tomorrow from 4 to 6 at the Virginia Theater. During the event, the foundation is going to honor 5 area leaders with tourism impact. Awards. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Pretty nice spell of summertime weather expected here in the coming days. Humidity will stay in check. Temperatures close to seasonal norms. Unfortunately, no organized rainfall expected for the rest of the work week. Strength shower thunderstorm chances over the back end of the weekend. Another extended spell of warm, dry weather ahead for next week. So do the best you can helping along out there in the back 40 and backyard regarding soil moisture. Heading towards an afternoon high today of 83. Sun-filled skies. Northwest breeze. Humidity in check, as mentioned, 58 to 62. Comfortable degrees for the overnight low tonight. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow. A bit of a northwest to north breeze again and a high about 84. 57 tomorrow night. Sunshine at 81 on Thursday. Friday up to 85. We'll see a little more warmth and humidity for the weekend with upper 80s. Could be a thunderstorm chance here on Sunday. More dry weather ahead for Monday and Tuesday of next week as we close in on 90. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your delicious Greg Solgay.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Why would you pick the Who for Chapin Road?
I just feel like it's got a rocking kind of groove. And, you know, it's kind of funny when I was getting him lined up here. He said, "Hey, Stevie." And then I talked to him. And I think I'm deeper than your voice.
Whatever. I don't care. Sticks and stones.
Okay.
And he's like, "Hey, Chapin Road, State Senator, you the man. How are you?"
What's up, folks? How you guys doing today?
We're trying to discover your walk-in music, you know.
Yeah, walking
when you're introduced
to the, plate,
to the
right.
batter, you know.
Oh.
What would that song be, Chapin?
What would you call
it? Oh, my gosh. I have to think about that for a while.
State Senator Chapin Rose, how's it feel to have Governor J.B. Pritzker your next president in 2024, my friend?
Well, at least J.B. Pritzker thinks so.
Well, he's in Washington today. You know, he's out there at the White House today, and he went to New Hampshire. But he's not running, and he supports Joe Biden.
He's measuring the judge, that's for sure.
Well, I think it's a probably poorly kept secret. He does aspire, I think, to go to Washington. Is that accurate?
But look, yes. I mean, he's hired a bunch of former Hillary Clinton advisors to run his, you know, governor's office. I mean, it's clear where he wants to go with this. And, you know, it's been clear from the beginning. You know, this is his life's ambition, you know, all the way back to when he tried to become a U.S. senator under Rod Blagojevich, and we all remember how that ended.
That's right. I forgot about all that. That's right. He was on the phone call, right?
Throwback.
Yeah, forgot that.
Yeah. The problem here is the guy spends his entire, you know, time trying to run for U.S. president. Every decision he makes for Illinois is about winning a Democratic primary for president.
Yeah.
Not about what's right for Illinois. It's not about what's in the best interest of the people of Illinois. About what's in his best interest in the Democratic primary to run for president. And, you know, the best way to, you know, move forward in politics is to do a good job of where you're at. Not where you want to be, not what you want to do in the future, not what you're thinking about in the future, but worry about where you're at today, deal with today, and then move forward later, you know. And he's spending, I mean, every decision you think about, every left-wing nutball position the man's taken since he became governor is something that plays to the 20% most left-wing, you know, Democrat primary voters in the nation.
Yeah.
And that's why.
So is he aligned with a Gavin Newsom, do you think? Is he aligned with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Do you think our governor's that far left?
Oh, he's left of them. I mean, at some level. I mean, remember what happened in COVID when the New York guy, Cuomo, who's going to run for president, started making all his decisions.
Yeah.
Next day, here comes J.B. Pritzker. He's going to outdo him.
Oh, see.
And we had a race. We had that whole race to outdo each other between Cuomo and Pritzker and who could restrict life more for their citizens. And what was that about? It was about the Democratic, you know, presidential primary. You know, Gavin Newsom comes from a bigger state, so he's going to have more potential votes in the, you know, in the primary.
Yeah.
But, you know, the same book. Let's just go back to worry about where you are today. Worry about governing Illinois and, you know, understand that this state is not, you can look on a board and say Illinois is a blue state, but it's not an off the rails, leftist, nation state, that's for sure. And, you know, he's governing it like he wants to win a Democratic primary for president.
It's State Senator Chapin Rose on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. So Illinois is what we are, but did we get $40 billion in relief for, quote, COVID, and that kind of bailed us out a little bit for now?
If you want to, depends on what you're counting. In the state itself, but if you count all the schools and universities and you know, those groups, yeah, it was a ton of money. And, you know, he's blown through it, and this is an amazing thing. You know, he's running around telling everybody the budget's balanced this year. Well, you know, everything's fine until the COVID money runs out, and it runs out.
Why would I mess around with being responsible as a state if Maine's going to bail me out, New Hampshire? Thank you, Boston and Massachusetts. Thank you for the federal government. I can't believe that we have mismanaged, but yet we get this parachute coming in. I guess we'll take it.
Well, again, the parachute's over, right? I mean, they already got it, and they blew it. And so, like, the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund still has a major deficit in it because, unlike other states during COVID that used their federal taxpayer funds to offset their job losses in their unemployment system, you know, Illinois, you know, will put, like, 20%. We only spent like 20 or 22% or something. I forget the actual, but it wasn't the entire thing. So you still have this huge deficit unemployment insurance, and the people next year they're going to have to pay that are not just employers, but the employees who get laid off in the future will have less benefits when they get laid off because J.B. Pritzker and the Democrats didn't use their federal funds wisely.
I see. I mean, they spent it with something else. They could have supported all of the things for later.
Yeah.
So what is it like to never be in the majority, Chapin. And again, I ask you this every time because you're a smart guy. You could make a lot more money as an attorney. Why do you do it?
Yeah, so first of all, there's a lot of opportunities we have where we can help people, you know, and people call our office all the time for things that aren't, you know, front page news stories that, you know, hey, the airmen shut off our power bill and we need to, you know, help them figure out some way to, you know, get the power turned back on, right? So there's a lot of opportunity like that to actually help people, and that's why you do it. But the other thing is I've got that kind of crazy Irish thing in me, and,
you know,
you just never stop fighting, right?
Well, you got to, what I would describe as passion. There's no doubt about it. And, yes, you do get fired up, but, I mean, that's a good thing when you're trying to make life better for everybody. But how frustrating it is to be in a great state like Illinois and never have a chance to say, why don't we try my agenda for once?
Right. Look, I don't like stupidity, and I don't like, you know, people who pretend, when something isn't right and they had a chance to fix it. I'm going to give you an example. Our friend Aaron Ammons over the county clerk's office. It's on a different radio station, you know, said that I didn't know what I was talking about, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Well, let's just give you an example of what happened last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, or I guess it's two Tuesdays ago now, in the primary, in Mahomet, the polls didn't open on time. Okay? And he's like, well, you know, they're all on ballots. We print ballots. Okay, Aaron, I don't care what you say. The poll didn't open on time. People had to leave and go to work who were standing in line and couldn't vote. By the way, that wasn't the only precinct to champ that kind of didn't open on time. The doors were open, but they couldn't print the ballots, mm-hmm. Aaron. They couldn't print the ballots. So people had to go away, and maybe they came back, and maybe they didn't come back. But secondarily, the actual thing I said was that we got home that night. I looked at the five precincts in Mahomet, and we had a school board election. And of the five precincts, three of the five were running at about a 45% turnout, which is, you know, large, but it's a school board, not school board election, a school referendum.
Referendum.
So he said, wait a minute, you got three of them running at 45%, you got two others at about 22 to 24%. That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, those two others happen to be combined at one single voting location. So they said, wait, something doesn't make sense here. Just in the numbers, you'd expect a citywide school referendum to have about the same turnout, not double in three precincts, the other two. So we said, what's going on here? Okay, so I said that. I said, what's going on here? It's a question. Lo and behold, after Aaron Ammons comes on the radio yesterday, you know, they're continuing radio stations, because I don't know what I'm talking about, he actually had already told our county party chairman that, oops, yes, in fact, they made a mistake on election day, and they left the memory stick.
The memory stick. Yeah, right.
They left the memory stick that actually had the votes in it.
Oh.
Okay, they left the memory stick at the polling place on Tuesday night, and they never brought the memory stick back to the county clerk's office that night, as they were supposed to, okay? So the first question then is, well, where's the memory stick? Right?
Oh, right.
So lo and behold, the next morning, after they'd gone out and found the memory stick, guess what? At that point, once they found the memory stick and put the votes into the system, all of a sudden, boom, the numbers changed. So actually, Aaron, I was in fact right, but that's okay. It's not about being right. It's about where the heck is the memory stick? Why don't you just tell the truth? Tell us what happened and fix it the next time so it doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. That's all. You know, I represent 10 counties in the Illinois General Assembly. I have 9 county clerks that can run an election without a hitch, okay? This guy has had a hitch. He's had a letter, an official letter sent from the State Board of Elections basically telling him he doesn't know what he's doing, okay? In a letter sent from the State Board of Elections to our county clerk, I got 9 other county clerks, Democrats, Republicans, whatever, that I don't, you know, that we don't get calls about every election because something's misfiring. And you know what? Everybody makes mistakes. Just stand up and say, yeah, this is what happened and this is what we're going to do to fix it next time. Okay, fine, great, you know, perfect, mm-hmm. Problem solved. That's all I want to hear is problem solved, right? That's all I think most of your listeners want to hear is problem solved. But when you read the News Gazette and Aaron's office says, hey, there is no problems on election day, you know, and then the next, when you know damn good and well that entire precincts were an hour and in some cases over an hour late to actually open, how can you say that?
Well, door we had the same issue here.
Right.
People couldn't vote at 6 a.m.
I'm
a politician. You guys tell me, what happened in Philo?
Don't know.
I think it was a printing issue.
Yeah, they
also
couldn't print it out or something.
Right.
It was here in Philo.
So they didn't people couldn't vote, right?
Not at 6 a.m. Right.
There were people coming out of the building next to us. Yeah,
wasn't ready to vote.
So it's not Chapin Rose accusing Ernie Emmons, right?
No.
That's an actual fact.
Yeah, no, that's
Philo
right.
didn't open.
Nope.
There you go. It was open.
But hey, it was open, but it wasn't.
Right.
I couldn't vote. So.
Right. It was open, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so
what I really struggle with, and I know we could change it to make it a little more transparent, but cannot stand the postmark and when it comes in and who actually filled it out and how do we can you guarantee me that the right person filled out the right thing that comes in the mail? I just don't like all that. I wish we would just kind of be done by Election Day.
Yeah, well, don't say Election Day to your name. That's the other thing.
It's
the last day of voting, according to him, I say Election Day.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah, because it is. It's actually the Election Day, but whatever. You know, look, I mean, this whole, we used to have vote by, and he'll say, well, we've always had vote by mail. Yeah. We used to have absentee balloting where you had to send in a certification of why you weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was out of town for work. I was sick. I was going to be in the hospital. You know, whatever. And there was some sort of paper trail. You know, this is one of the things last year. Like, I had a student call me who was in college in Ohio, and she had a ballot sent to her house in Champaign County, and she had a ballot sent to her house at her college address. You know, how does it happen?
Well, he said you got notification, but no ballots went that he knew of. Ballots versus three or four pieces of mail, and he said it's a statewide deal that he's supposed to tell people they can vote by mail. I don't know how many mailers I got, but it was quite a few.
You can tell people they can vote by mail, but it's a different thing to send them an application.
Yeah, I don't know.
But this gal actually said ballots.
Okay.
Right. But whatever. I mean, you know, I'm only going off of people who call me at my office and tell me what's happening to them. But I guess the bottom line is, you know, sent two different addresses, right? Taxpayers are paying for that.
Right.
And, you know, this is one of my arguments all the time. Like, I remember, back in the old days, you know, like the U of I campus, for example, right? You had polling places at the U of I Union. You had polling places, and on Election Day, you had polling places in the dorms, right? I mean, how much easier it is to get out of bed, go downstairs for breakfast, and vote on your way to breakfast, right? In your home.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. I mean, you had polling places at FAR, you know, FARPR had a polling place. The ISR had a polling place, right? So you literally could six-pack. You could literally vote on your way to practice.
Right.
Now we're sending an absentee or a vote-by-mail thing to every one of these post office boxes. Well, not every one of them, but anyone who has previously registered to vote at a ISR, PAR, you know, six-pack location. They're going to get a thing in the mail that says, do you want an absentee ballot? When they can actually absentee ballot, right, or they can actually ballot on Election Day right there in their home. I mean, how much easier? I mean, it's at some point in time, it just gets silly. Now, go down to the union, and the one thing that I think is great is you can, these voting centers, you can now vote at a voting center no matter where you live in the county. So, like, if you go to Illini Union from Philo, you should be able to get your Philo ballot and go ahead and vote there on your lunch hour. I do think that's convenient.
Okay.
I do think that's helpful. You're showing up in person to do it.
Here's a texter said, I received a card from Aaron Ammons asking me to opt into permanent vote by mail. So tired of him pushing vote by mail. I don't know about anyone else, but it's clear to me what he's trying to do. That's Gary and Muhammad has texted in this morning. Lastly, before I let you go, Chapin Rose, State Senator, does Darren Bailey have a chance? Because I know that J.B. Pritzker helped get Darren Bailey elected, working the other side. I think they want to paint him as a super extremist. Does he have any shot at all in the suburbs?
Did Ronald Reagan beat Jimmy Carter?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Well,
that was a long time ago. No, I don't know about this state now. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You've got the exact same dynamics now. Look, people vote with their pocketbooks. And J.B. Pritzker's energy policy is destroying, you know, is raising energy prices for consumers and businesses. He signed a bill that, you know, that is closing all of our peaker plants. MISO, the grid operator, is saying we're looking at brownouts in the future for Illinois because of this disastrous energy policy. Go look at the gas, you know, your gas prices at the pump. Go look at food prices in the stores. You know, I don't care if people, what party affiliation they are. Nobody wants to pay the gas prices they're paying today. And nobody, and J.B. Pritzker, we had a sensible bill on the table in Springfield that would have eliminated every penny on a permanent basis of sales tax over $2.74 a gallon. Why $2.74? Because that's what it was when it started going up, okay? So all that extra gas tax that you're paying, no matter how far it goes, $5, $6, $7, whatever it goes to, every penny would be eliminated permanently, and he refused to do so, okay? And that's what voters need to remember in November.
All right, well, we'll see. I mean, they're going to paint him as a wild extremist farmer.
Sure, yeah, well, they painted Ronald Reagan as a wild extremist farmer, and then people look around the room and saw, you know, double-digit inflation and said, right. The hell with this.
Yeah, I think it's a real bad year to be a Democrat. I really do, so.
No, I mean, this is, look, between Biden's utter ineptness and even recognizing the fact that we had an inflation problem until inflation was wildly out of control, to J.B. Pritzker's absolute, not just failure. Okay, this isn't a failure on energy policy. This is intentional policy. He intentionally is closing peaker plants. He's intentionally making it more expensive for you at the pump, okay? Those are intentional actions by Governor Pritzker.
You think if I ever said to J.B. Pritzker, what do you think of Chapin Rose, what would he say?
No, we don't talk.
Yeah, so you're not on the Christmas card list. I'm still on Jim Edgar's Christmas card list. Pretty honored
you
about
know,
that.
Can I say one thing about that, Stevie, though? And you know, I don't start off deliberately disliking anybody. Okay? I mean, he was elected governor. I was elected senator. I got to work with the guy. That's how I start any interaction with anybody I meet. Hey, here's an opportunity for me to work with somebody and meet, you know, learn about them learn about me, and just move forward together. Right? It was his actions that have moved me. Okay?
Yeah, right.
That have moved me.
So however you react to him, they've earned it from you. Because based on what they did, their actions that they did has caused you to be critical because of the decisions they've made.
All I can tell you is there's, like I tell you, the Mahomet Aquifer, okay, polluted by people's gas. 3.5 years ago, he shook my hand and said he would get those people drinking water, okay? 2.5 years ago, he signed a budget bill. 3 years ago, he signed a budget bill with an appropriation to get those people water. Stevie, do they have water today?
No.
No, they don't. They don't. Okay? That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Chapin,
did my part. I voted for, I mean, I did my part.
Right. And you never asked him what happened to the aquifer? You never got a chance to ask J.B. Pritzker?
Care less. Okay. Oh, I've sent letters. I sent a letter 3 months ago.
You get nothing back from a staffer? Nothing?
I'm telling you, brother. Well, again, go back to the first thing you asked me. Where is his head? Is his head in this for the people of Illinois and the people of the Mahomet Aquifer, the people who can't drink the water in Illinois? Or is his head in becoming president of the United States? Oh. And then just answer the question. And if you disagree with me, you disagree with me. But I know what I believe.
Well, if you had sucked up to him, you might have been a cabinet guy. Come on, man. What are you doing? Hey,
that'll never happen.
Really appreciate your time, Chapin. Always a pleasure to have you on. And let me know if I can do anything. You want to talk anytime. We'd love having you. Thanks so much for being on.
Thanks, man.
I'll talk to you soon. Chapin Rose, state senator.
Send ChapinRose.com for details.
I might be waggy, but I want to play.
Tuesdays, we get to talk about
I'm your best friend.
Dogs and cats. Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, is at Madison Kirby in Champaign. This puppy's going home soon?
We got puppies for another 4 weeks. I think it's the first weekend in August.
Wow.
So we just, I've been up since 5 o'clock exercising puppies this morning. They were feeling the sunshine today.
And so they go home at 8 weeks. Is that the number?
Correct. Legally, that's supposed to be the age to go. A lot of people do let them go earlier, and it's mainly because they're wild and they're a lot of work the last 2 weeks. I call that the poo phase, because that's all I seem to do in the last couple weeks.
Well, that's why you're out of the carpet business. You're back into hardwood stuff. That's right.
You dang right. Well, I can sell tile anytime.
Well, listen, you're a veterinarian at Madison Kirby. You're accessible. People can always reach you by 217-355-5051, texting that number. Somebody's going to get back to you pretty quickly. How have you been, overwhelmed with business, or what's been out there? What do we need to know?
Yeah, it's busy. It's very busy. But I work fast, and I also have just a system with a lot of, like, I've had several dogs drop off for grooming today, but they're also exams. So I can fill up my schedule, but then I can go in and see a grooming dog because it's all ready to go on the exam table.
Yeah,
I see. So I can get people in and out pretty quick because of the system I use.
Awesome. And you're still $25 for a dog wash?
Most of the time.
Did you say still $25 to wash your dog with the nail clip?
Yeah, still $25. Oh. I just don't believe this inflation stuff. No, I'm trying to hold the line on stuff as much as I can, but it's crazy how things are going on.
Oh, I bet. I bet your dog shampoo, your dog food, the dog everything, right?
Yeah, everything is going up. It's it's frustrating. And it's like, you know, it's some of the supplies are irregular, some of the medicines I truly need. I mean, for a while, the insulin was in short supply, and dogs don't use human insulin. Mm. So, I mean, what are you going to do when you can't get your insulin for your dog? That's not good.
Oh, okay. Flea ticks, are they a thing, big thing?
Yeah, they're a thing. I mean, the packs are still good anymore. I don't see them like I used to. Mm. I mean, dogs kind of now that are on the, you know, I like the Mexico and Bravecto are basically the same product. I like the Bravecto because it lasts 3 months. That's what we sell. But I don't see flea. I mean, it's just amazing how well these products work.
Awesome. Okay, and so when Gina sends these puppies home, they still get their notebook the same way? Oh, it's all this amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
He's drafted Taylor and Grandma are all working on these books that we put together.
They get a book with a picture of the puppy on the front. It's like a notebook, and all the vaccinations and all the shots and everything is in the book, and a complete history. We have it for Bella and Charlie, and just lovely. And so will you miss this, or are you going to be relieved that these puppies, these puppies will be going home?
No, a little bit of both. I mean, it's so much fun, at the same time. I mean, you get to know their personalities. We're watching them develop now at this 4 or 5 weeks. Now you're starting to see what these guys are, what they're going to be when they grow up. And I had a puppy out this morning that was just barking at everything, just thought it was the toughest thing in the world, and just was having a great time.
That's so awesome. By
itself.
All right, Todd, how do people find Dr. Todd Likens?
Hey, give us a text. Taylor's voice is pretty crappy today, so we don't have good phone skills today. But text us, 217-355-5051.
Hey, keep up the good work. Always a pleasure, Todd.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Talk to you soon. Dr. Todd Likens, a Pet Pro Madison Kirby. They raise the English creams or goldens, listed as goldens, but they're white, and they're just mellower through real-life experience.
I can
vouch for being a little more mellow. And lots of eye contact and just really smart animals. They're just, and they're hand raised. It's hard to get on the list to get one of these dogs, but boy, if you do, you got a friend for a long time.
Always love getting the animal care tips. Thanks for tuning in here at ESPN 93.5 and checking in too at 359-2255.
Okay, we're doing a Stever today. That's a program where I hand you my money. I really do. And then you spend it at a partner business. Today's partner business is Kelsey's, Kelsey Furniture down in Tuscola. Mm-hmm. They sell the Tempur-Pedic bed, an amazing bed that apparently does what it says it does. It gives you a great night's sleep. And if you struggle sleeping, it might be something you want to explore. You need to go to Kelsey, lay on one of these beds, get the demonstration.
Yes.
How's that for your lumbar? That'll keep you from snoring. Here's it.
So
anyway, if you want $1,000 off one of these beds and you simply are interested in looking, you're not buying anything, and I'm not giving you anything yet. We're going to pick one person to get $1,000 off one of these beds. If you'll text in BED bed to 217-359-2255, you'll be in the running for this $1,000, amazing $1,000 off a Tempur-Pedic bed. Okay, got to break for the news. Come back. Hour two is next. It is Tuesday. This is July 12, ESPN 93.5.
Stop into Game Day Spirit to shop the hottest selection of Fighting Illini gear in town. They carry classics from great brands like Nike, Champion, Carhartt, and more. And with the new styles arriving daily, they're sure to have something for every Illini fan. Shop with them in-store at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Putting the focus on militants who stormed the Capitol. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Unselect Committee, as former President Trump calls it, doing an investigation he calls a hoax, plans another House hearing in 4 hours. Democrats looking into last year's Capitol riot.
Testimony today is expected to look at the role groups like the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys played in the violent Capitol breach last year. A committee aide says former President Trump turned to radical measures to stay in power.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Mexico's president's having breakfast with Vice President Harris. Then in 2 hours, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet with President Biden at the White House.
We expect the two.